Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, joined by Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler, who joins us in studio. Dennis, it's good to get to talk to you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And you, you're relatively new here to the force. You started here at the beginning of the year. Tell us a little bit more about you and where you came from.
Well, it could be a short story or a pretty long one. I'll give you the short version, and I'll let you ask questions. But I started my police career in 1979 as a police cadet in Alexandria, Virginia. And in September of 1980, I became a police officer, and I worked there for a total of 25 years before retiring to accept the position as chief of police in Ottawa, Kansas. And I was there a little more than 14 years before this opportunity came up. And as you said, I just got here at the end of the year. So this year will mark the 40th year I've worked for a police department, and I've been a police officer for a little more than 38 years.
All right. Well, what drew you to this opportunity here in Riley County?
You know, it's really interesting because, you know, it's no secret that I had started to tentatively plan retirement from law enforcement at the end of 2020. That would have given me 40 years as a police officer, a little bit more than 41 years in policing. And someone from this community contacted me when the opportunity came up. I was not looking for a job or a job switch at the time. Everything was going very well in Ottawa. I was very happy there. Actually had lived in Ottawa longer than I lived anywhere in my entire life. My father was in the military, so we moved a lot. And so, at first I wasn't real serious when they called me because I said, hey, I've got plans in a few years, so they're not going to want an old guy like me. And the more I looked into it, the more intrigued I became and excited I got and talked to my wife. She's a big part of the whole formula on whether or not I was coming. I hope you can appreciate that. And I applied for the job, and the rest is history. And here I am, and I couldn't be any more excited to be here in Manhattan. It's been great so far.
Well, great. I'm glad it all worked out here. Obviously, you replaced a guy who'd been here a long time in Brad Schoen. Got a chance to hit the ground running quite a bit ago here and maybe learn from him.
Well, of course, I came up a few times prior to my official start just to give myself an orientation for the department and its history. You can't do that just in a couple of visits and learn everything, but it was very helpful for me before I made the transition. A couple of things you may get into this later that I noticed fairly early was that it was a very well-structured and organized agency, and the quality of the officers and the civilians and correction officers is just off the charts, in my opinion. Really high-quality people working here. I'm very fortunate.
Dave, do you have a question here?
Oh, I'm going to have all kinds of questions throughout the day. Okay. In the interviewing process, did they talk much in about the consolidated police force aspect that we have here, which obviously it's the only one in Kansas? Mm-hmm. How did that appeal to you when you found out about a consolidated police force as opposed to being, you know, a city? You got a lot of rural areas now, too.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting you should ask. There wasn't a huge emphasis during the process after I became a finalist, but prior to that, there was a phase before I was named a finalist in which they asked a lot of questions about that and corrections and policing. And, you know, it is unique to Kansas, that's true, but it's not unique to policing. When I was in Virginia, the county I lived in was policed by a county police department. Hmm. The only difference is they did have a sheriff's office, and it was common there to have them like you do here. But they, in Virginia, unless you get out into the really rural areas of Virginia, sheriff's departments and police departments in the more populated areas do not share law enforcement roles out in the community. So back there, sheriff's offices typically house prisoners, serve civil process and provide court security, and that's it. So the police department handles all the law enforcement. So coming here and having an entire county to cover was not a unique concept to me. I actually worked in a city in Virginia, so it was similar, just wasn't geographically as large. Just to give your listeners some perspective, the city I worked in there was 15 square miles but had 140,000 people right outside of Washington, D.C. Here you have 650 square miles and a little more than half that population. Mm-hmm.
We have our first phone call of the morning, so let's go to the phones. Good morning. You have a question for Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler.
Yes, welcome to Manhattan. We've had two nice snows for you, so that'll make you feel home in Virginia. But anyway, I understand by the grapevine that you've been out meeting with the different organizations, the city, county commissioners, and people from Fort Riley, K-State, and individual citizens. I think that's remarkable. Being a lifetime resident, I don't remember when that has ever happened in the last 40 years. So you're bringing a new concept to town. I suppose that'll go right along with community policing and getting to know the community and let them know the police. I also will state that I have seen a great attitude change in your officers already. It's amazing what can happen. You know, the decisions at a dealership, car dealership, they don't start on the wash rack. They start with the owner of the dealership. And the decisions start with you, and apparently you're doing the correct thing. Welcome, Manhattan. I know you're going to do a great job.
Well, excuse me. Thank you. I'm getting over a head cold. Sorry about that. Thank you very much for your kind comments. I appreciate it. You know, if I had to boil it down in terms of the approach that I take as a police chief or now a police director, is that we are all on the same team. When I say that, I mean the community, the police officers, everybody here, we are all in this together. And we can't work effectively together on issues of mutual interest and safety unless we all understand that, and that I am available and open to everyone in the community. And I when I first went out the first few weeks making the rounds to the different governing bodies and other officials, I promised them that they would continue to see me, maybe not at the same rate, but they would continue to see me. And I've already been back in my second month to some of those same meetings already, and I didn't anticipate that. But I enjoy it. I enjoy learning the community. I enjoy talking to everyone who has an interest in me and what the department is doing, and it's been wonderful.
And, you know, I know I talked to the senior center, and they've been looking forward. I think they were going to meet you last month, but it got postponed because of the weather. And you got an upcoming event with them, I think, next week. Is that right?
If it's on my calendar, I'll be there. You know, I really have been busier doing these things in a short period than I ever have in my career. And so I rely very heavily on my executive assistant, Nicole, to keep me straight and keep me where I'm supposed to be. I really didn't think I was going to need that much help, but I've really intentionally piled a lot on because I think it is important to get out and do the things we were just talking about with the last caller.
And obviously it's good for the community, but from your perspective, this really kind of helps you kind of get to know the community a little bit better.
You know, and that's a two-way street. You're right about that, but it really is important for them to get to know me and us better. And that should not be construed as me being critical of anything in the past. And I may say that more than once during our segments this morning. I have a certain style. I've been a police officer a long time. I've learned a lot. I'm not an expert in any one thing, but I've just had the good fortune and experience to see a lot and be around a lot of good people that have helped me throughout my career learn how to do, I think, a better job than what I did the year before. And it's a constant self-critique and self-assessment. I'm always looking back to figure out, could I have done that better and try to do better next time?
And by the way, I know this one item on your calendar. Your visit at the Riley County Senior Center is scheduled for Tuesday, February 26th of 1 p.m.
Very good.
So
very
I just want to make sure that listeners were aware of that.
You know, if I ever get confused about my schedule, I'll give you a call. Keep me
You've got Nicole. I mean, you can't get better than that.
You're right. You're right about that. I'm very lucky.
There have been, you know, whenever there's a change in administration of an entity, especially in public entity, there's all kinds of other changes that go on. What's your process? What's your thought process? You examine everything for a little while and kind of evaluate things first?
Yes, it's going to sound cliche, but it really is important for me to be a good listener and not jump to any conclusions early. You know, this is the third police department I've worked for. I never anticipated when I started policing that would happen. I thought I would work in one and retire, and that would be it. And I have learned through trial and error that each department has its own culture, and that should not be construed as some are better than others. It's just they're just different, just like different people.
Radio stations are the same way, and I think that's largely incumbent upon businesses within a particular industry.
Sure, and so I'm striving very hard to learn this culture here. And, you know, you use the word change, and in my world, I don't like using that word because I think often people construe that term as there's something wrong with the way it is. And I'm always looking for opportunities to improve what we're doing. And I think we can always improve. There may be some things that you would characterize as change, but it's not because I want anybody to think inside the department or outside that it's broken. It's just, you know, that's fine. But here's another way we can do this and provide even better service.
All right. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the show. Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler in the studios this morning here on K-Man's In Focus. And we have him here for the entire hour.